June 30th. That's the day that the governor's office, members of the legislature, even members of the media say is the final day lawmakers can approve a budget for the 2017 fiscal year. And that's technically true. That is the day by which lawmakers must approve a budget to avoid a government shutdown. But
June 30th is absolutely not the deadline in order to make payments that occur on July 1.
That's West Virginia's auditor, Lisa Hopkins. As the auditor, Hopkins is basically the state's bookkeeper, taking in payment requests from all state agencies and checking them against West Virginia's budget before approving them. The auditor's office does that by taking the actual budget bill and inputting its components into a computer software system to track agency spending.
The budget bill is a pretty thick and complex document with a lot of appropriations in it, and you can't just pick that up on one day and make payments out of it the next. As I said, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes once the legislative process is done to make sure those payments are made in accordance with what the legislation passed.
But that's just on the auditor's side. Josh Stowers is the assistant state treasurer.
The auditor's office approves those payments, sends us the file of approved payments. We check that to the budget to make sure that there's sufficient funds within the particular funds that those monies come from, and then we send the funds out the door.
So the auditor approves the payments and the treasurer actually pays the bills. But just like in the auditor's office, there's a process in the treasurer's office once the budget bill is passed to input it into their system so they can cut the checks. And we're talking checks for everything, from payroll to bond debts, from retirees to Medicaid reimbursements. And Stower says
that process still has to occur, so none of that changes.
All of these behind-the-scene processes, they're complicated and honestly not that interesting. But Stower says the truth is they are vital to the workings of state government. And the longer lawmakers wait to approve a final budget bill, the more difficult it will be for both the auditor and the treasurer's staffs to complete those necessary functions.
This isn't just as easy as passing a budget on June the 30th and being able to implement that budget as if we just go right into FY17 and there's no problems. There is a preparation period and a implementation period you have to have. And we've made that known. And I have no reason to believe that they're not taking that into consideration, but I hope that they do fully understand that it isn't just about meeting a June 30th deadline.
Stower says the real deadline, from his perspective, is June 24th. If lawmakers can pass and Governor Tomlin can sign a budget bill and get it in the hands of Treasurer John Perdue by June 24th, his people can work around the clock to get their processing done and still pay the state's bills on July 1st.
Every day after that doesn't mean that we won't run payroll. It will just mean that there will be increased risks that there may be additional errors within payroll.
In the auditor's office, Hopkins says
we've estimated that a two-week time frame would be, an appropriate time frame to look at a minimum to make sure that all of our ducks are in a line.
Still, getting the budget in the hands of these state officials by their deadline does not mean that's the day by which the two would like to see a final vote from lawmakers. A former member of the legislature, Stower says lawmakers would need to pass the budget bill by June 22nd and get all of the appropriate signatures, and the governor's office would have to expedite its signing process in order to meet his June 24th date. But let's say lawmakers cut it close, like super close, and don't approve a budget until June 30th. Stower says government will not shut down. On the surface, things will continue as usual. But payments to state vendors could be delayed, and the likelihood of state employees experiencing an error in their paychecks goes up. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.